Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 22, 29, and 31. You could also put in verse 14. Remember. Remember, O Lord. Remember me, and so on. Remember them. So this is remember 2, 3, and 4. We've already looked at one remember here. This is the prayer of Nehemiah. Remember in verse 14, remember me for this, O my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and its services. And then we get verse 22. Remember me for this also, O my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love. And then verse 29, the troubles that he had. These people who caused him trouble, remember them, O my God, because they defiled the priestly office and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. And then his final in the prayer in verse 31, remember me with favor, O my God. Remember, Lord, remember me. Remember them. Remember all I've tried to do, and so on. You see, Nehemiah is crying out from his heart here. He's done all these reforms. He's made all this effort over these months, over these years. He's put his back into it. He's lost sleep over it. He's certainly put effort into it. He's struggled. He's been prepared to stand alone. He's given his life. He's spent his energy. He stuck his neck out. He's prepared to take a grip on things. How the loneliness of it, the anxiety of soul. These men are real. They're not made of cardboard. They feel these things. And he knows that only God can vindicate him. Only God can make his work successful. He doesn't know 1 Corinthians 3, but the apostle puts it this way. He said, I can sow and Apollos can water. We can do these various things, but only God can give the increase. Only God can make it successful. Only God can bless it. Only God can make it last. I've set up these reforms, but Nehemiah knows he can set the reforms up, but he knows he has to go back to Persia for a few days, a few weeks, and what happens? The Jews slip back again. The corruptions start creeping in. They don't creep in, they sweep in, whether it's the Sabbath or the priesthood or the temple or whatever. It just falls to pieces again. The book of Judges, Revelation 2 and 3, the same in the New Covenant. So Nehemiah doesn't trust in his works or his schemes or his plans or his efforts. He's saying, Lord, don't let it die. He's concerned over the covenant. He talks about it. Oh, they defile the priestly office, these men. They defile the covenant of the priesthood. They defile the covenant of the Levites. They've broken down the covenant. This is the great principle and this great matter of separation. And I don't want this, Lord. I've done all I can to hold Israel to the covenant and to separation unto God. Please don't let my work die. Remember them who have offended, but remember me for my efforts. Remember the covenant. Remember the work. It's Judaism, it's Zion, the city of God. It's the temple. Lord, don't let it die. Alas, alas, alas. The history of Israel after this, the Judah after this, we get that 400 years of gap of no prophet, and then we pick it up again with John the Baptist and the coming of Christ into the world and so on, and all that's going on there. And we see the New Testament, we see how that things did collapse in Judaism. Well, what can I take for myself? What can you take for yourself, brother and sister? I know what I take. I feel that I've tried to spend time for God. I've tried to spend my life for him. I've tried to work for him. I've tried to sow the seed. I've preached and written and whatever it is. And well, what's left? May I hear in that final day, well done, good and faithful servant. I must leave it to God. I must give it to God. The cause is God's. The work is God, belongs to God. The glory must be his. And this seems to me the spirit of this man. Remember me with favour, oh my God. May I not just die out and my work die out and it have no lasting effect. May I not have spent my years for nothing. May you be glorified by what I do. May the work last. May there have some permanency about it. May it do good. I know for myself, I want to see sinners saved. May God save sinners through my labors. Do you pray like that, brother and sister? I want to see the saints edified. May God edify saints and save sinners through my labors, and all for his glory. This seems to me to be the spirit of Nehemiah, and I want to have that spirit myself. And may God give us grace, brother and sister, not to fail in finishing our ministry, but when it's all said and done, to cast it all upon the Lord and trust him. Well, praise God, the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah still stand in Scripture. So this man's work and Ezra's too, these men did not labor in vain. They're still speaking. And I hope in this series of discourses that we've been having here, I've been making here, I hope God has been speaking again to us all. And may we all have ears to hear. May God be glorified then in this labor. For Christ's sake. Amen.